Mallorca and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Sky News Centre at 7. The Prime Minister says four more British Typhoon jets will be sent to Qatar as he defended his response to the Middle East conflict. Sir Keir Starmer's faced criticism after initially refusing the US permission to use British military bases for raids on Iran. Meanwhile, the first UK chartered repatriation flight has left Oman. These passengers arrived at Heathrow on commercial flights from Dubai.
Very grateful to get out. It was something like we've never experienced before.
There was explosions. I had missiles.
We were actually on the top floor of our hotel, 21st floor, so you could feel the power of the explosion.
The Home Secretary's defended her migration reforms, insisting Labour shouldn't be tempted to become more green or more reform. Shabana Mahmood says her plans are firm but fair. They'd see refugees needing a review of their status every 30 months. Green Deputy Leader Rachel Millwood says it will do nothing to stop small boats.
The idea of that this is a deterrent, that it stops the pull factor, that doesn't actually work. When people are desperate and they're fleeing an extreme situation, they're trying to pursue any opportunity they can, they're not even aware of those kind of policy details. So that won't make a difference.
Three teenagers have been found guilty over the rape of two girls in the New Forest in 2024 and 25. The victims were 14 and 15. Households that rely on heating oil are grappling with rising costs sparked by the conflict in the Middle East. Volatility in the global oil trade has caused prices to spike by as much as £100 in the last week alone. South East Water has been fined £22 million by the regulator. Ofwat says it's for repeated supply failures over 3 years from 2020, including in Kent and in Sussex. And England have fallen just short of a huge run chase to lose their semi-final with India by just 7 runs at cricket's T20 World Cup. A brilliant century from Jacob Bethell wasn't quite enough to get past a target of 254 in Mumbai. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
Classic hits from the 60s.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
We had some oldies there on the Gold Kite, but now it is the 1960s for the next 2 hours.
Because the revolution's here.
Kite Radio.
Welcome along to the 60s Rewind. We got some great tunes this evening. I would say that, wouldn't I? I picked them, or most of them anyhow. And what a way to start. Thunderclap Newman starting us off with Something in the Air. I think there is at the moment, isn't it? Rumour has it, it might be the springtime that's in the air. That's nice, isn't it? And yes, they had a number one hit and then just disappeared again with Something in the Air, Thunderclap Newman. And that came from the summer of 1969. And I bought a CD of theirs and it was supposed to be their greatest hits. And of course, they only had the one. So guess what was on it? There was the stereo album. Then there was the mono album, and then there was a single version of Something in the Air, but it was only about 20 seconds different. And it took me a few days to work out what the difference was. They'd actually taken a few chords off the beginning. It's the last place I decided to look. Anyhow, and then we had the Marmalade with Obla Dee, Obla Da, big number one for them as well. And it was the only number one, actually, of the 1960s. And that came from 1968, entered the charts in December. We're not going to think about December. The weather's been lovely today to think about December. No, no, definitely not.
Live with you. love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
Hits for Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Promises, 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 just empty promises.
Quite a few hits over the 60s. Ken Dodd did very nicely, and that was Promises, another one of his top 10 hits, reached number 6 in 1966, followed the big number 1, Tears. And he also had, say, lots and lots of hits. And as I said, he did very nicely. Now, before that, we had the Bee Gees and a song called To Love Somebody, which came out as a single in 1967 and didn't actually make the chart as far as I can see, but I thought it's a lovely song. We'll give it a spin anyhow. And it came out in glorious mono originally, and also was the second track that the second single, rather, that the Bee Gees recorded in the UK. So there's a little bit of trivia for you. And here we go. Here it comes again.
I see that girl go walking by. I know boys shouldn't cry. Here it comes again, that feeling. Here it comes again. When I see her look into his eyes,
it's the 60s Rewind
with Donald McFarlane on Red Kite Radio.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that flusy name Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall. Speedy Gonzales, why don't
Rosita, I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili pepper.
Your dog is gonna have a puppy, and we're running out of coal. No enchiladas in the icebox, and the television's broke. I saw some lipstick on your sweatshirt. I smell some perfume in your ear. Well, if you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your business back here. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quick. Down at the cantina, they're giving green stamps with tequila.
Oh, I like that one. It was different to a lot of his other hits as well, but it was his biggest hit of the 1960s. Pat Boone and Speedy Gonzales from to the charts in July 1962. I like the reference to the green stamps as well. That brings back some memories, didn't it? They always used to be collecting them everywhere, and you had to stick them into a book and keep licking all these big little stamps and sticking them in and that, and then hopefully you could get what you want. And interesting. And before that, the Fortunes, their second hit, reached number four. Here It Comes Again from 1965. They started it off with a number two in 1965. You've got Ill Troubles, and they finish off with a number 15, This Golden Ring, in 1966. I think they're still touring in sort of one guise or another. Anyhow, time for a quick break. I need a drink as well. We'll come back with something appropriate. Just the weather we've been having.
Red Kite Radio.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jewellers on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
So much more than you bargain for.
It's the time of year to make the most of your garden. And here at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're always here to help with expert advice. We've a huge range of seeds, plants and containers to suit all gardens. Not forgetting garden tools and accessories to keep it looking great. You can add a touch of class with our superb garden furniture range, outdoor lighting, decorations and brilliant barbecues. So come and see what's new at Haddenham Garden Centre. And while you're here, visit the farm shop with its deli and butcher's counter. Garden Centre, family run for over 40 years.
For Tame, Haddenham and Emmington.
Red Kite Radio.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you. Sunny. Thank you for the sunshine you gave. Sunny. Thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all. Feel 10 feet tall, sunny one so true. I love you, sunny.
Classic hits.
Red Kite Radio.
One of the many hit singles from the Kinks, and it got to number 5, Dead End Street from 1966, and it followed up their number 1 hit, The Sunny Afternoon. Yes, it was a nice sunny afternoon, wasn't it? And that was also from 1966. And I always liked the Kinks. I like Ray Davies' songs, where he told stories in the songs. I'm always interested by things like that. And before that, very appropriately, Bobby Hebb and Sunny in 1966 for that one. And it got to number 12. Yes, I went out today to get my usual lunch on one of the local care homes. To me, they do a lunchtime date thing for us people, and it gets me out of the flat for a while and see somebody. And I must admit, I had the sunglasses on today, but that's because I've got the sort of cataracts. They keep telling me I've got to wear sunglasses in the sunshine. It'll help it not getting any worse. And I don't know, I have a lot of trouble with it, as you know, if you listen. I can't quite often see things where they're not and end up giving you out wrong information. But that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. Up next, we got a track which was quite odd in that it had absolutely nothing to do with the movie, but it was a big hit.
Bonnie and Clyde were pretty looking people, but I can tell you people, they were the devil's children. Bonnie and Clyde
began their evil doing one lazy afternoon down Savannah way. They robbed a store and hightailed out of that town. Got clean away in a store. Advanced their reputation and made the graduation into the banking business. Reach for the sky, sweet talking pride would holler as Bonnie loaded dollars in the July bag. Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in a pool of blood and laughed. Enemy number one, running and hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew that pretty soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, pushing up there just to welcome the sun and the morning dew. On reliable information, a federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. When Bonnie and Clyde came walking in the sunshine, a half a dozen carbines opened up on them.
Classic hits from the 60s.
It's the 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane on Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Time will make the flowers grow. Time will melt the icy snow. Time can make the forest from a drop of dew. But to make me forget your love, yes, to make me forget your love is gonna take much more than time. Time will change the winter scene. Time can turn the desert breeze. Time can make a mountain.
more than time, much more than time.
Craig Douglas and Time. It's not time yet, Craig. And he got to number nine in 1961. It was followed by two number nines, When My Little Girl Is Smiling, and Our Favourite Melodies. And the hit before Time actually got to number nine as well, 100 Pounds of Clay in 1961. He did quite a few cover versions of songs as well, and very popular, a lot of top 10 hits. And yes, that odd track from Georgie Fame, The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. It entered the charts in December 1967 and got to number one. But as I was saying earlier, apart from telling a bit of the story of the film, it had absolutely nothing to do with the film at all. It wasn't in the soundtrack. It wasn't like the theme to it, because that was more of a sort of banjo type, hillbilly type song. But anyhow, look at that. Time for another break. After the break, oh, we got a classic for you.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Towersey.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
And the winner is...
And the winner is...
And the winner is...
Your business being heard on the radio.
Become a real winner by advertising your products and services with a memorable campaign here on Red Kite Radio. Radio advertising's ear-catching, affordable and effective. It's the ideal way to get your business noticed, so find out more today. For details, click on redkiteradio.com, then advertise.
Join me for the biggest little show here on Red Kite Radio. Yes, Saturday Lunchbox may be just 1 hour long, but it's a shopping bag filled with goodies for the whole family. Music from all the decades and genres, event information and the highlight of the show, Kitchen Corner with a recipe every week that's sure to tickle your taste buds. Join me, Heather Jan Brunt, from 12 noon through to 1pm on Saturdays on 107.2, your Red Kite Radio community station.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
107.2, Red Kite Radio. Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Imagine a still summer's day when nothing is moving, least of all me. I lay on my back in the hay. The warm sun was soothing, it made me feel good. The day I met Marie, the sound of her whisper, hello, came tiptoeing softly into my head. I opened my eyes kinda slow, and there she was smiling. It made me feel good. The day I met Marie, with a laughing eye, she tossed her hair and tantalized. She came to touch me, then she'd gone just like a summer breeze. So soft on my brow, and the way that she said, baby, go to sleep now. Baby, go to sleep now. I woke with a chill in the air. The warm sun no longer hung in the sky. I reached out, but she was not there. She'd gone where she came from, but I still feel good to think I've known Marie. With a laughing eye, she'd toss her hair and tantalize. She came to touch me, then she'd gone just like a summer breeze.
There's an artist that always gives me a headache trying to pick out which track to play. And this night I chose Cliff Richard doing a number 10 hit for him, The Day I Met Marie, and that came from August 1967, and it got followed up with a number 6, All My Love, in 67, and of course he'd have the big number 1, Congratulations, in 1968. Yeah, so many hits to choose from. And we started off with a debut hit for Dusty Springfield, reaching number 4, I Only Want to Be With You. Could you believe that was actually 1963? And of course you had about 4 hit singles with the Springfields as well before going solo, so very successful lady and a lovely voice as well. Now here's a song that always cheers me up, not that I need too much cheering up the way the weather's been today, it's been quite good.
Why haven't I told you that I'm dead?
Thursday night is 60s night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
The single girl.
It entered the charts in January 1967. Sandy Posey and the Single Girl got to number 15. She had previously had a hit which reached number 24, Born a Woman, in 1966. We could get into trouble with that one these days. We won't mention that then. And we had Linda Scott with a great track that I really like, I've Told Every Little Star, and that goes all the way back to 1961, and it was a top 10 hit, got to number 7, but unfortunately that was a Roni hit. And you know, they're sort of people, you've just got to avoid them, haven't you? And sometimes you don't get warned about them, but this time we are.
Complete impossibility. She's a must to avoid. Better take it from me. You think she's a prize at the start.
Prize at the start.
But take my advice, play it smart.
Just play it.
She's
smart.
Nothing but trouble. Better cut out on the double before she gets into your heart.
She's a must to avoid.
A complete impossibility.
She's a must to avoid.
Better take it from me. When you stare into her pretty blue eyes,
into
there's
her
no way
eyes.
To see through her disguise.
Through her disguise.
But don't try to love her, 'cause you'll quickly discover you're trapped in the web of her lies.
She's a must to avoid.
A complete impossibility.
She's a must to avoid.
Better take it from me. Her lips look inviting, it's true.
Oh yes,
but
that's
lots
true.
Of other guys have felt like you do.
Felt like you.
She'll
do.
Build up your hopes, and when you need her the most, that's when she'll say goodbye to you.
She's a must to avoid.
Complete impossibility.
She's a must to avoid.
Better take it from me.
107.2 Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
Cheerful song as well. Manfred Mann got to number 3 with Sha La La, and that entered the charts in October 1964. Before that, we had Herman's Hermits and A Must to Avoid. Yes, we had The Warning then, and it got to number 6 in 1965. That's about it for me for this hour, but don't you go anywhere. We'll be back after the top of the hour, and we will be back with the second part of the 60s Rewind. Don't you go anywhere. You don't want to miss it.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, "Mama, got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA." "Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way." And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and 7 times he's asked me for a date. Sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Quitta Jones be told to keep her when the shades all pull completely down. Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
On 107.2 FM, on your smart speaker, and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.